You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We were looking at this story this morning that we came in. The headline says, three huge tricks no one knows about to make it better to surf the web on your iPhone. And it has very... I don't know if we need to get into the specifics of this, but here's one of them. It was talking about using long presses. Had you heard about this before?
Oh, I love the long press. Yeah.
You didn't know about that.
I do. You know, I found out a few years ago about the long press when I was texting somebody. And if you hold down on the characters on your keyboard, mm-hmm. it comes up with different things. I'm like, oh.
Right. Like you can get various...
A tilde. You know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or if you're going back to correct something in a text, in midway through the text, you can go to that word and hold down on it, mm-hmm. and it will expand or magnify it, and you can make subtle little moves left or right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we were looking at this, and I told Jeremy, I said, you know, think about all the, not just with your iPhone. iPhone is one thing, but then think about your laptop or your iPad, or whatever place where you use various pieces of software, how much of that do you use? Exactly. And it can be as something as simple as, let's say, Microsoft Word or Pages, or it could be, Excel. And
you can go deep in Excel, you know, but then like maybe you're just balancing your checkbook on it.
Exactly.
But you can do like moon calculations and stuff.
Yeah, all these like turbocharged pieces of software that we have, and most of us probably use, what, 1 or 2% of it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a big piece of software we use here at the radio station, which is recording software. And you can do, you know, change the pitch in your voice and add echoes and sound effects and blah, 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 blah. I mean... a million things you can do with this recording software, and we use it every day. You know what I use? Record, play. Record, play.
It's yeah. wild.
It is wild, man.
Like there's a bunch of software that I use for my publishing business, and I'm even part of this is how nerdy I am about it. I'm even part of Facebook groups for that particular piece of technology. So that, you know, if something pops up that's like a little hack that you can use to do this, and I'll be, okay, that's interesting. But I've realized using these programs that I know I'm only using 1 or 2%. There's probably 98% of it, of this really powerful, you know, hardworking program, and I'm barely scratching the surface.
Sure. And you just think of these engineers that, you know, put all their time into developing these things and all these little tricks and quirks, and
yes.
nobody knows about them, you know?
But I think what's interesting about it, Jer, is that if you took like 100 people who all use the same software, it's possible that each person is only using 1%. Mm-hmm. But between the 100 people, it's scattered over all of the different things that the software can do. Like you might use record and play, and someone else might use change pitch, and someone else might use
the echo. Yeah.
Yes, all of that. Uh-huh. It's kind of like nobody is a, like everyone masters one little bit of something.
Yeah.
And then doesn't use the rest of it. And I was just sitting here while we were talking about this going into the break, that this is crying out for some sort of article that I think I should write. That, you know what, don't you think that it is indicative of us as people too? So that you might only use 2% of what your iPhone can do,
mm-hmm.
but you're probably only using 2% of what you can do.
Oh, I think it's probably up by like 6%
for you. It's like we probably barely scratch the surface of our
sure,
own capabilities.
Sure, of your own computing power. Yeah,
yes, yeah. Let alone our iPhone or our software. We're not using all of our capacity.
Right, where Elon Musk might be using more of his capacity.
We're possibly.
Down the, we're down
or
in the
2%. Or is it just like I was talking about? He's using a different part of his capacity.
Sure.
Like you might be so... there might be things in your life that are so natural for you to do. That Elon Musk would be like, what the, I don't get that.
Yeah,
and
that's
vice
true.
Versa.
Yeah, right. And that or not, maybe this stuff is just packed too full of features that nobody cares about.
You know, that's possible,
too. It gets to a point, too, where they just keep adding more and more and more, and maybe nobody is using this stuff.
You're probably
right. And it's
right,
just a way for them to charge more, saying, well, it can do this.
Justifying pricing.
Yeah, well, nobody
increases.
Uses it. I don't use half my emojis. Take half my emojis away and charge me less for my iPhone. All right?
I'm on board with that.
Please.
You know, if we did
that's
like
a good idea.
Plan for like what our gadgets could do.
Yes. I need like 6 emojis. Take the rest away. Give me a refund.
See, now that's a great idea.
Ding.